Felton here with you, broadcasting live backstage from the Burger King Artist Hospitality Tent on a delightful Sunday afternoon, just like you expect it to be here in Wilkesboro, North Carolina. What would you say, Robert? It's about 75, 78 degrees out there right now.
Well, in your tent, Felton, it's a lot
warmer. It's a little bit warmer in the tent, yeah.
In the studio, it's a lot nicer.
He's got the air conditioning. Robert Kirk has joined us from over in the production truck. Robert's the one that's been sending us all these feeds from all the stages so flawlessly, and we wanted to thank you very much for that.
Thank you. You know, since I met you last year at Merlefest, I have been a huge believer in XM. You've done an incredible job with this festival and everything else, all the other channels that I listen to, not only periodically, but every day. It's changed my life, really. XM Radio has.
Well, we should let people kind of understand how we accomplish this. We come in here, we get on the phones like about 2 months ahead of time, and we talk with a guy named Cliff Miller of SE Systems, who brings in all of the sound crews for all the stages, all the sound equipment and stuff. And they set up, 10 stages?
There are 11 stages. Last year were 12, we're down to 11, but Cliff is a titan, a wonderful human being, and probably... the most experienced. I mean, he can weld. He can run forklifts. He digs paths along roads to bury cable. He contacted me last year because of the fiber optic system I use in my mobile truck, and said, "Robert, I'd like to experiment doing fiber optic runs from all the stages at Merlefest. You want to be involved?" I said, "Of course I do." And that led me to meeting you. But Cliff is just his imagination, his insistence on perfection in the technical areas that makes this festival so incredible. It's just remarkable.
And that's that end. Now, here on this end, all we do is bring in our little mixing board, and we ask him for a bunch of feeds, and then I can just call Robert over there in the truck and say, we need the Creekside stage in 10 minutes. We're going from the Watson stage now. Then we'd like to go up to the Walker Center after that. Can you do the switching and relaying for us? And it's just call Robert in the truck, and it's there.
Well, he provides me with the finest equipment money can buy. And
you got a new digital board this
year,
too.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. So right. I'm really happy to be working with you, Felton, and you're doing a great job.
Well, we wanted to say, Robert, that you've got your own sound organization going. Why don't you tell people about that?
Well, it's actually a converted ambulance I have in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, called Treehouse Mobile Studio. It's kind of a takeoff of my studio, which was in New York City, called Treehouse, and which was literally about the size of a treehouse. But I made records in it. And
rent must have been cheaper in New York if you had a treehouse.
But the truck is fun because it combines the studio atmosphere with the live aspect of recording, and making records like that. It's so non-sterile, and it brings me in touch with the possibilities that can arise out of spontaneity, and it's not a computer-based thing. It's you know, you still use a lot of old analog equipment, but as well, bring the digital realm into it.
And bring the best of the new and mix it with the best of the old.
Try to, yeah. Which is hard these days because it changes every five minutes.
How will people get a hold of you?
Treehousemobile.com. One word, or Winston-Salem, North Carolina, I guess, in the Yellow Pages, Treehouse Mobile Studio.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Felton.
Robert Kirk, working over there in the sound truck, giving us all the stages all the time.
You demand.
We're going to head back on now to the Watson stage, where we're going to join Mountain Heart. They're just having a great time over there. Actually, we got anything to report? Looks like absolutely Mindy and Bill Wheeler have been out shopping in the concession area, having a good old time over there.